会计英语
Accounting English
由上海交通大学电子音像出版社录制出版。
1. An Introduction to Accounting
会计概述
2. Forms of Organization David and Amy have just come back after class and are discussing the presentation for the next class. Listen to the conversation and fill in the blanks.
How do we prepare the presentation on forms of business organization?
Firstly, I think we can point outThere are three types of organization.
Yes, they are sole or single, proprietorship, partnership, and corporation.
And then we can show the differences among them.
Sure.
Ownership can be the point.
Certainly, it's the main difference. A sole proprietorship means a single owner. A partnership means two or more owners,And a corporation is a business owned by shareholders.
Yes, we can find some examples to make it easier. A sole proprietorship could be a small retail store. And many professional organizations of attorneys and accountants are partnerships.
That's right. And many famous large companies are corporations.
Look, you can become a shareholder by buying their shares.
Interesting, isn't it?
Definitely.
3. Financial reporting standards and convergence in China. Listen to the passage and decide whether the following statements are true or false.
Different countries have different accounting models because of legal and economic conditions. That means an acceptable accounting practice in one country is not necessarily acceptable in another country. This has created the need.For a harmonization of accounting standards, a global accounting language for the communication of financial information. In response to this growing need, the International Accounting Standard Committee, IASC, was founded in 1973 and has engaged in internationally recognized standard setting to achieve this goal. On April 1, 2001,The IASC was restructured into the International Accounting Standards Board, IASB. To make financial statements more understandable, there are some common rules known as International Financial Reporting Standards, IFRSs. All the standards are based on underlying framework, such as economic entity, cost, matching,going concern, materiality, prudence, and so on. Chinese accounting standards, CAS, are the accounting rules used in Chinese state-owned corporations in mainland China. Since the first Chinese accounting standards were issued in 1992, great developments and improvements have been made in the past two decades. The Chinese accounting standard system for business enterprises is being developed with a view to achieving convergence of those standards with the equivalent IFRSs. 5. The accounting profession. Read the following passage and do the exercises.
Accounting practices are in three main fields: financial accounting, managerial accounting, and tax accounting. Please notice that this does not include not-for-profit accounting.Financial accounting is used to prepare financial statements for people outside the organization. It is the process of summarizing financial data taken from an organization's accounting records and publishing it in the form of annual reports for the outside users. Managerial accounting is concerned with giving accounting information to managers within organizations, to provide them with the basis to make business decisions. Cost accounting is a central element of managerial accounting, and budgeting is essential for management. Tax accounting is used to prepare tax returns and tax planning. Accountants can also be characterized based on the kinds of organizations they work in. Private accountants normally work for one employer and offer services. They are internal accountants reporting to the managers of the entity. Private accounting involves preparing financial reports, budgets, and a comprehensive analysis of financial operations for a particular company. Public accountants work for many clients, who may be corporations, governments, non-profits, or individuals, and offer auditing, management advisory, and tax services. The public accountant should be designated. Government accountants audit tax returns and accumulate financial information for government agencies. 6. Professional ethics in accounting. Read the following passage and do the exercises.
Professional ethics provide a framework for practice. In recent years, there has been widespread interest in accounting ethics. Due partly to media coverage of events involving a host of misdeeds, such as insider trading, tax evasion, audit failure, and fraud. Reports of unethical behavior are a threat to public confidence in the accounting profession. Some basic ethical standards include integrity. Accountants have a responsibility to report favorable as well as unfavorable information. Integrity implies that accountants should not take unfair advantage of information and should act in the interests not only of their clients, but also other indirect users. Accountants should also disassociate themselves from misleading information. Competence. Accountants have a duty to perform their professional duties according to high standards and to ensure that they stay current with changes in the profession. Accountants have an ethical obligation to maintain both technical competence and moral competence. Confidentiality. The work of the accountant regularly involves dealing with confidential files about the personal and business affairs of their clients. Accountants have a duty to refrain from disclosing confidential information unless legally obligated to do so. Objectivity. Accountants must fully disclose all relevant information that assists users to understand financial reports. Accountants, therefore, are obligated to provide information that is objective so that users can rely on its accuracy when making investment and credit decisions.
Vocabulary. New words.
Decision.
Investor.
Creditor.
Proprietorship.
Partnership.
Corporation.
Ownership.
Shareholder.
Attorney.
Accountant.
Financial.
Convergence.
Harmonization.
Restructure.
Underlying.
Framework.
Entity.
Cost.
State-owned.
Fundamental.
Fantastic.
Transaction.
Asset.
Liability.
Equity.
Unbelievable.
Managerial.
Summarize.
Budgeting.
Comprehensive.
Auditing.
Designate.
Accumulate.
Ethics.
Misdeed.
Evasion.
Fraud.
Threat.
Integrity.
Disassociate.
Competence.
Confidential.
Objectivity.
Relevant.
Accuracy.